What do you say, Kurt? Ready for a little basketball tonight?
I am. I certainly am. This should be a good game. Both teams in their huddle. Referee out at half court. Full house here. Got lots of good fans.
The only thing we're missing is it's a day early. This should be a Friday night, right?
Yeah,
here.
It should be a Friday night game, right? But we'll take it on Thursday.
It's like an early weekend.
Actually got a weekend off for a change this weekend. I'm pretty excited to watch some football, man.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Maybe have a can of ginger ale at some point.
Got to have the ginger ale. Granite Behringer and Trevor Miller will be the two players who will, Brendan Apseed is going to jump. Trevor Miller's been jumping in the last two Oscoda games I do. Now it's Brendan Apseedis.
Call what you see, brother.
I guess, yeah, don't make predictions. I just need to go ahead and do it. All right, here comes the Troy Summers in with the tip. It is tipped to Miller. Miller has it, tries to go to Gepfrey. Gepfrey inside. He has got blocked inside. Rebound down to Look. Look right side. That's Dukai. Dukai inside. And shot no good. Rebound Miller. Miller to Gepfrey, and it easily a quick pace to start this one. Gepfrey double teamed up top. Goes up to Malik at the top of the key. He'll go left side, Rona. Rona back up top, Malik, and the offense will set for the Owls with Michael Gepfrey. Gepfrey goes left side, gets in the lane. Pass inside to Miller, too strong, and the ball will be knocked out of bounds by the Tatwas area Braves.
Right into the pep and quick start here both ways. No points on the board, but a really good pace so far.
Rona will inbound from right in front of the pep band. On the sideline, goes up top to Blake Malik. Malik right side, Gepfrey's on the deep wing, setting up the Owl offense. Goes back up top, couple of slow dribbles. Screen from Apseedis, works against it, goes left corner, Malik. Malik floater from the short corner, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up, tries to dump it inside, and it is knocked away by Tawas, and it will stay here. 7:06 remaining in our first quarter. Oscoda's had the ball all 54 seconds so far. No score.
Tawas starting this game in a 2-3 zone, Brad.
Up top to Malik off the inbound underneath. Gepfrey now has it up top. Right side, Rona. Cross-court pass, Malik into the short corner. Apseedis, mid-range jumper too strong. Rebound comes down to Granite Behringer. Behringer goes to Kanishevsky. Left side, that's Look. Look is in the corner. Now he'll bring it up top of the key. Goes to Dukai. Dukai right corner. Left-handed three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Behringer. Behringer blocked inside by Apseedis. And there's going to be a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Braves.
Possession arrow in the Braves' favor right now. Good pressure underneath low. Good offensive rebound there by Behringer, and then got stuffed, and they held on to the ball. Braves will take it out under the Oscoda basket.
Behringer will inbound, look for somewhere to go with it. Still looking. Now goes inside to Kanishevsky. Kicks it out. It gets tipped away, and it'll be grabbed up top by Vinny Frank. Frank into the lane. Tries to kick it out. Taken by Rona. Rona will bring it up court for the Owls. Stops at the top of the key. Goes to Gepfrey. Gepfrey into Apseedis. He'll dribble in. Pass inside Malik. Malik a pump fake and a foul underneath. Going to go on Granite Behringer.
Yeah, tough foul to take there. Underneath, bad position there by Behringer, and he come down on the back of Malik as Malik drove the baseline, trying to put a shot up.
6:18 to play, no score in our first quarter. Ball kicked as they tried to get it to Apseedis in the corner, so we'll just reset. And there's the set. Rona gets the basketball. And looking left corner, Gepfrey thought about the three, goes up top to Malik. Malik into the lane, looking for somewhere to go with it. Apseedis at the free throw line, hops in, right hand, no good. Rebound Miller. Miller up and no good, and punched out of bounds by the Braves. And so it'll stay here with the Owls.
Hard to believe we're at 6:06 of the first, still scoreless here, Brad. Owls ball underneath the Braves basket.
Rona will look to inbound. Goes all the way back into the backcourt to Blake Malik, who will walk it across and gives it to Gepfrey, who has it up top. We played 2 minutes, no score. Gepfrey to Apseedis at the free throw line. He goes up right hand, no good. Ball punched out by Miller to Rona. Rona into Apseedis. He goes up strong, no good. That rebound pulled down by Kanishevsky. Here come the Braves. They go down the left side. Kick up top, that's Look. Look steps in, goes right side now to Frank. Frank back out for three to Look. Look, Dukai. Dukai drives inside. Mid-range jumper, rims out. Rebound to Miller. Can't get one to go. Get free on the way for the Owls. Steps in the lane. He'll go up. He is fouled. He'll shoot two.
Fouled on the arm. Still scoreless here. 5:28. That time, Michael Geoffrey decided, I'm just going to take this down. I'm going to go to the rim with it. You're going to have to stop me because we got to get a point in the game.
Got to get some buckets. Gavin Dukai picks up the foul, and we're going to say that's on the floor, not on the shot. The foul came before the shot. Right corner, Geoffrey for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Vinny Frank. Goes to Gabe Kanishevsky. Goes left side look. Back to Kanishevsky. Into the lane. He fumbles it and goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Owls.
Choppy, choppy. That's all I can say right now. It's choppy both ways. They need to take a deep breath and reset and see if they can't get some points put up on the board. Scoreless, 5:17 from the Brave Cave here in our first quarter.
Geoffrey will walk it across the timeline. No pressure from the Taos area Braves defense. Rona has it. Bounce pass inside Apsidis. He'll kick out to Rona. Ball got tipped. Ball is punched out of bounds, and it will stay with the Owls.
It should be Taos ball.
I agree with you, and
it
they
is
will
Taos ball.
Ball. They do go Taos ball. Troy Summers made the call, and nope, now they're going to say Oscoda basketball. So is Brent. Rona will inbound it.
Yeah, first questionable one. There's the Brave Cave crowd over there is right in and on top of it. The officials are going to get together and talk about it as well. It was clearly a Taos ball, but...
Wow, I thought Rona knocked it out as well, but it will be knocked out of bounds. They tried to get it to Miller, knocked out of bounds by the Braves. So now you're in a real tough spot. Bad angle down at the deep corner. Inbounding is Rona. 5:02 to play in our first quarter. We've yet to score. And Malik gets it in the backcourt, and he'll walk across. And under 5 minutes to play, Rona picks up his dribble, and it'll go to Apsidis. Right side, Rona. Back up top, Malik. Malik drives into the lane, stops, looks outside Geoffrey. Geoffrey will pull it out, and he'll go across court to Rona. Rona into the lane, dumped down Miller, and he is up and good. And Miller gets our scoring underway.
First bucket of the game. Nice work to get it underneath to Miller, and boom, off the glass just like that. Two zip Owls.
Luke goes right side. Dukai for three. No good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Michael Geoffrey, and so it'll stay with the Braves. 2-0, as Kurt just said.
It must be the gym, because last Wednesday's game was like this, too. It was unusual.
An inbound. In a shot
nice.
Up and good by Gabe Kanishevsky.
Tied at two here, 4:19 left in the first.
Michael Geoffrey has it up top. It goes to Apsidis. And we apologize if we have technical difficulties. We're not sure what that is. We'll try and get that worked out as Blake Malik scores. And I think we're all right now. There we are. So I'm not sure if anybody could hear us through that major static we were hearing, as there's a shot good by Vinny Frank, and we are tied at four. And this ball is ripped away by the Braves, and a foul here on Oscoda. Malik will pick one up.
That's also going to be on the floor there.
Fouls on Blake Malik. All right, timeout on Oscoda. We'll take one with them. 3:40 to play in our first quarter. We're tied at four on Hits FM, your power station for sports. All right, 3:40 to play in our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawa City, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center in Tawa City, North Country Signs and Shirts in East Tawas, and Bay Party Store of East Tawas. The Braves have it underneath. It is tied at four, and Dukai has it left side. 3:38 to play in our first quarter. Dukai drives the lane, right hand, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Apsidis will pick up the foul.
Good drive there. He had nothing outside. Went around the outside right through the lane. And the Owls let him go right through all the way up to the glass until they hammered his arm when he was shooting. So Dukai will get his first look at the Braves' first two free throws tonight.
First free throw by Dukai is no good. This game brought to you in part by Zubek Motors of Ottawa City and Oscoda, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Neiman's Family Market of Ottawa City, and Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda. Dukai's second free throw is good, and so he gets out in the scoring column. It's 5-4. Tawas over top of Oscoda. They go into a kind of a mid-range 2-2-1 press. Rona has it, and he's dribbling down the sideline, loses the basketball, and it is off of Rona, and so it'll be Tawas basketball.
Yeah, went off his foot on the way out of bounds.
Nope. Now they're going to change it. Stays down here, and so it'll be Owl basketball, and they will inbound it, and they will go up top, and Kanishevsky's going to tip it out of bounds. Ran over Blake Malik in the process.
No foul, though. Coach Poland looking for a foul on that as Kanishevsky went way up in the air to tip the ball, and he ran a guy over in the process. No foul. Owl's ball.
So Geoffrey will dribble right through it. Goes to Miller. Miller down to Malik, an easy two.
That's how you break a press right there, Brad, by passing it. Got Malik. An easy look underneath.
Malik's got four. It's 6-5. Oscoda over Tawasari. Up top look. Wide open for three. And no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Michael Geoffrey will bring it across. And it's picked off by Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank right side. He reaches. And Geoffrey's going to get the steal. Geoffrey's got one-on-one to the rim. Inside. And he will pump fake. Go up left hand. No good. Rebound Geoffrey. He goes up. Got it. The pace in this game is absolutely ridiculous as a bounce pass is picked off by the Owls. Apsidis goes to Malik. Malik into the lane, tries to get it down to Rona. Pulled down by Miller. He goes up right hand too strong. Rebound is punched around, and Dukai has it. And Dukai on the run, and he Euro steps into the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Look, and Apsidis will pull it down. 8-5 Oscoda, and Geoffrey will wait to bring the ball across the line to slow the pace down with 2:10 remaining in our first quarter.
Well, a lot of nerves, a lot of pace in this game. Not a lot of scoring, but exciting basketball to watch.
Geoffrey has it up top for the Owls. Goes left side to Rona. Rona dumped down to Miller. Miller back to Rona. Thought about the three. He drives in, goes up, and it is an air ball pulled down by great at Behringer. Behringer right side. Dukai for three. No good. Rebound will be knocked out of bounds by Apsidis. It will stay with the Tawas area Braves.
Wholesale changes coming here for the Braves. Going to get our first look at Alex Kames tonight and Evan Mochte and Ethan Hedgeland. Three strong Braves players that haven't been in the game yet today.
That's one thing Tawas can do. They can cycle in a lot of good basketball players, a second line that comes in, and this is going to be a pass outside. That's number 14, Evan Mochte. Three-point out of the corner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mochte. Outside, Hedgeland for three. Hedgeland, no good. And a rebound inside, Kanishevsky. His mid-range jumper too strong, and this one's knocked out of bounds off Apsidis.
Bunch of chances, Oscoda. Not picking up defensive boards right now. Seems like Tawas is picking up all the offensive boards. Down underneath, they'll get another chance here from under the basket.
And looking to inbound is Behringer, and he finally finds Kanishevsky up top. Goes right side, Mochte. 1:27 to play in our first quarter. Mochte dribbles to the left corner, hands off Kanishevsky, up top to Kames. Kames wanted the three, now he'll kick it out Behringer. And back up top, Mochte. Mochte drives, left hand is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Braves, and a shot up by Behringer. He'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
He was fouled pretty hard, too. They got a good piece from there. Might as well make him count. No easy baskets here in the Brave Cave today.
Miller will pick up the foul. That is his first. This game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Omer, Sobeck's Home Medical of Tawas City, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Murphy Home Furnishings in East Tawas, and A. Curley Contracting of Oscoda. First free throw is good from Granite Behringer. Makes it 8-6.
Got the finger roll, pull him within two with a minute 10 here left. He's got one more to go. The Braves can get within one.
This game will open up as goes on. That second half Ogemaw-Tawas game opened up a little bit. Behringer's second free throw knocked home as well. Good job by Behringer to knock them both home. Makes it 8-7.
No pressure from the Braves on the inbound here. Owls bring it across the line.
Epsidis has it at the free throw line. Pump fake, nothing there. Out to Malik. Malik at the free throw line. He'll just throw it up, and it's way off. Kames will bring it down. And here comes Kanishevsky, left side. Hands off behind me to Behringer. Behringer stops, goes up to Kames, top of the key. Kames works off the screen, left side, wide open. Kanishevsky, corner three, no good. Rebound, fought for, and it will go out of bounds, and it'll go to the Owls with 36 seconds remaining in our first quarter, 8-7 on Skoda.
Have you ever seen anything like it, Bradley?
I've seen, yeah, a few games like this between these two teams.
Okay.
I've been a part of them.
A lot of nerves, a lot of defense, a lot of turnovers, and a lot of bad shooting.
Not
right
a
now.
Lot of buckets, yeah. Michael Getfrey, who has it up top for the Owls with 30 seconds left. Left side, Malik. Cross court to Rona. Got to get that zone moving a little bit. And here comes Getfrey, 20 seconds. The Owls might hold for the last shot. Getfrey works into the lane. Kicks it out, and now he'll go cross-court. Rona into Epsidis. Mid-range jumper, Epsidis, good. And it makes it 10-7, Skoda. And Kanishevsky launches for three, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down, and that will end our first quarter of play. At the end of one, Skoda 10, Tawa 7 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Only one player with more than 2 points in that quarter. That was Blake Malik of Oscoda. He had four, as we have a 10-7 Oscoda game at the end of the first. This game brought to you in part by Arisa of Tawa City, Auto Tech of East Tawas, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union. With 9 locations to serve you in Napa Auto Parts of East Tawas, Oscoda, and Augray.
Granite Behringer for the Braves and Trevor Miller for the Owls led the way rebounding in the first quarter with four each respectively.
Blake Malik has the basketball for the Owls as they start with it. Getfrey now gets it. They lead by three. Getfrey wanted the pull-up three, but good defense. It goes back to Malik. Malik cross-courts to Rona. Rona going to be trapped a little bit. Now goes Epsidis. Epsidis might have gotten away with the travel there as it goes to Malik. Malik into the lane. Handoff inside to Miller. Blocked from behind by Behringer. Epsidis gets the basketball. Blocked again! And it's rebounded by Miller. Miller goes up, can't finish. And it is pulled down, and a foul is going to be called here on the Owls.
Wow, what a series there. What a series of events. Rebounds back and forth, blocks back and forth, and finally a foul on the Owls.
That's going to be Miller's second foul. And a shorthanded Owls cannot deal with foul trouble. Back to that 2-2-1 press. Braves trail by three. It's going to be Mochte who gets it to Behringer. Great pass. Left side. Kames for three. Little short.
They rushed that a little bit.
Rebound by Rona. And Rona's going to lose it. Mochte takes it away. Right side. Hedgelin for three. No, too strong. Rebound Epsidis. Epsidis goes to Getfrey. A physical game right now. Getfrey into the lane, mid-range jumper, no good, rebound, and we're going to have a foul underneath on Alex Kames, who pushed Trevor Miller.
He did. Wow, no rebound. Coach Poland up, pacing the sidelines. Coach Kames up, pacing the sidelines.
We are, what, 9 minutes and 8 seconds into this game. I think Coach Poland has worn out all three officials. He has been almost at half court on every possession, yelling at these officials as Cameron Fabian checks in for Trevor Miller with the two fouls. Malik has the ball up top for the Owls. He goes to Epsidis in the mid-range. Inside Fabian. Pump fake up. Blocked by Kames. And so it'll be a rebound for the Braves. Kanishevsky will bring it across for Tawas. Gets a screen up top. Right side. That's Mochte. Up top Kames. Wide open for three. No good. And a foul underneath coming to Evan Mochte. They cannot get a three to fall right now. This is amazing.
It is amazing. They can't get a basket to fall. They will. I think they will. They will start falling. Tell you what, Oscoda's got the ball in the paint so many times to Epsidis tonight that if he could have made half of them, they'd be up 12, 15 points right now.
It is currently 10-7 on Oscoda over top of Tawas area. Michael Getfrey walks it across the timeline. 6:24 remaining. in our second quarter. Geoffrey gets a screen, works into the lane, dumped down Epsidis. We're going to have a jump ball, and it will go to the Taos area Braves.
And then a little late shove afterwards from Epsidis on Mochte, and Epsidis has had to be calmed down by his teammates here. That should have been a tee. None of the officials even reacted to it. They're talking about it now, but Epsidis, after the play, frustrated, just shoved Mochte, and I don't know why that happened. A little intensity in this game. Coaches are fired up right now. We got some things going on down on the floor right now.
Are they trying to figure out whose ball this should be? Because I think it's right.
The possession arrow is correct. I thought that they were talking
Oscoda
about a possible
started the
foul.
Ball at the quarter, or started the ball at the quarter, so they definitely, it should be Taos basketball. That is correct, and now Ed Laverne going to talk with Brendan Epsidis, who just kind of smiles and, physical basketball and a rivalry game. Vinny Frank with it in the lane, goes up, and he will be fouled and go to the line as Michael Geoffrey threw the body out.
Yeah, I like to see that. Vinny Frank went strong to the glass that time, and that's how you got to do it. Can't go outside. You can't shy away from the rim. You have to go to the rim, and he did that. He'll earn two here.
Frank at the line, trailing by three, so he can get Taos within one. First free throw is short.
Got to make free throws.
Taos having a hard time getting anything to go through that bucket right now.
Absolutely.
Frank's second free throw is good.
Count that. Pulls the Braves within two. Here come the Owls already.
Geoffrey with it up top. Right side, Rona. And Rona stuck with it. He will throw it over the top of the defense to Malik. Fake the three. It's tipped away. Fabian runs it down and goes back to Geoffrey. 10-8, Oscoda. Malik goes to the short corner, dribbles underneath. Reverse layup is good.
Beautiful. Beautiful move by Malik on that to get that two off the window underneath. Nice.
12-8, Oscoda. Taos breaks the press. Frank, right side. Hedgeland for three. No good. Rebound pulled down. Kanishevsky, mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rona, and a foul going to come here on the Taos area Braves.
Well, they're getting the rebounds offensively. They're not putting them points back in after they're grabbing the rebounds.
Ethan Hedgeland will pick up the foul. It's his first. Team fifth, both teams with five. So we're not quite to the bonus yet. Each team one more to give.
Owls will inbound, 5:27 left till halftime.
They lead by four, 12-8. Really, really low scoring game. Malik, the leading scorer with the basketball. He's got 6 points. That ball tried to get it inside to Fabian. Kanishevsky takes it away. 2-on-1, and Mochte can't handle it inside. What should have been an easy layup, and Mochte couldn't catch it.
Another,
and it goes out of bounds.
Another turnover, and the turnovers are building as we speak as well. All the things we talked about not needing to happen tonight are happening.
You live and die by the three. Right now they're dying by it. Yeah, they can't seem to get the turnovers calmed down. 5 minutes remaining in the quarter. Geoffrey, left side, Malik. Malik looking for somewhere to go. He just dribbles in. Now he'll hand it off to Epsidis. Epsidis inside. Back out to Malik. Wide open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky will bring it back for the Taos area Braves. Inside. Good pass inside. Blocked by Epsidis.
Hedgeland right in the lane, couldn't get it over. Epsidis
couldn't get a jump. Malik with it at the short corner. He'll kick it out. Geoffrey up top. Geoffrey inside Fabian. Fabian bounce pass. Epsidis can't handle it. Taken away by the Braves.
Another turnover. Oscoda's got as many of them as the Braves do.
Kanishevsky right side. That's Vinny Frank. Frank doubled by Geoffrey, and Geoffrey comes away with it. Foot race to the basket. Geoffrey up and good. No, with the left hand, it rolls out. Geoffrey gets it again. No. Rebound pulled down by Malik, and it's going to be now pulled down by the Braves. Malik got absolutely mauled on that rebound. A terrible no call, as now it's going to be left side. Kames wide open. Three. Knock it down.
Alex Kames joins the party, and we got a timeout. Poland is incensed right now at Ed Laverne.
12-11 Oscoda, 3:54 to play in our second quarter on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alex Kames, three right before the break, brings the Braves within one. 12-11 Oscoda with the basketball. Malik has it up top. He goes to Geoffrey. Geoffrey into the lane. Right hand blocked inside by Hedgeland. Then tipped away by Rona, who tries to save it, but it'll stay with the Braves.
Wow, a lot of amazing things going on athletically. Great block there underneath by Hedgeland. And then an almost turnover by Kames, but the Braves will keep the ball, and they'll get it over the timeline. Hopefully.
Dukai, and look, Dukai gets it across the timeline. Right corner, now dump inside Behringer. Behringer on MCs. Dukai open for three. Knock it down. And the Braves take their first lead of the night.
Gavin Dukai and Kames getting hot with the three ball. That could be trouble.
14-12, Braves over Oscoda. Up top, Malik. Malik into the lane. He'll kick it out, Geoffrey. Geoffrey, bit quiet tonight, only 2 points. Kicks out to Malik. Malik into the lane, goes up right hand. A lot of contact, no foul. Rebound pulled down, and we're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Owls.
Tell you what, Hedgeland pulled that down. There was contact on Malik going through the paint again on the shot. No call on that. And then once Hedgeland pulled that down, there was a lot of contact on him too, but they called it a jump ball. Possession arrow goes Owls.
Kick out goes all the way to Blake Malik in the backcourt. 2:51 to play in our second quarter. 14-12, Tawas over Oscoda. Epsidis has it in the corner, gets inside, hop step up top, Malik. Malik into the lane, pump fake out to Rona. Rona back to Epsidis inside. Epsidis works in the lane, right hand hook way too short, gets his own rebound, and it's no good. Rebound by Hedgeland. And here comes Jake Look, right side, Dukai. Dukai into the lane, and he will pick up the charge. Cameron Fabian comes over, and I don't know about that being a charge.
I couldn't tell if he was moving. He looked like he had pretty good basketball position on him. And from this angle here, it looked like he got ran over. So I'm good with the offensive foul there.
And it is 14-12. Tawas had more rebounds than points, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. We'll talk about that after half.
Geoffrey walks it across for the Oscoda Owls. 2:15 to play here in this second quarter. Geoffrey guarded by Dukai up top. Dukai harassing Geoffrey. Gets a screen from Rona. Geoffrey loses the basketball. Ball is loose. Geoffrey able to retain it. He goes inside now, and we got to be a foul here. There it is.
He just gets crunched by Gavin Dukai. There's got to be a foul on 12 there. Yep. A push.
And Laverne will make it. It's Dukai's second foul.
Seventh foul for the Braves.
It's his third foul. I missed his last one. All right, there we go. So that's the third foul on Dukai, and that'll send Geoffrey to the line for a 1-1. He struggled a little bit early at the free throw line against Alcona. We'll see how he does here. Needs to make the first to get the second. And he makes the first.
Pulls the Owls back within one with 2:02 to play till halftime here. 14-13 our score.
Got a football score here. Second quarter football score of 14-13, you're not too surprised about. Second free throw is short. Fabian pulls down the rebound. Back out Geoffrey. Geoffrey launches the three. Knock it down. How about that? A four-point possession for Michael Geoffrey. And the Owls lead 16-14. And look to Behringer. Behringer right side. Hedgeland for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Mochte, knocked out of bounds by Kames, and then by Epsidis. So Epsidis will knock it out, and Mochte comes up grabbing his shoulder.
Yep, Mochte got hurt on that, trying to go for that rebound on that loose ball. Wow, he's got tears streaming down his eyes. He's in pain big time as he comes over to the bench. I don't know what he had.
Man, let's hope that's just a stinger.
Hopefully it's not a shoulder. We're going to go take a look at him, get him right to the locker room. Braves ball.
Yeah, it was knocked down by Epsidis. Let's hope that's just a stinger for Evan Mochte. Here come the Braves. Kames in the corner, kicks up top. That's Look. Jake Look goes back to Behringer. Behringer into the lane. Mid-range jumper over. Fabian is good.
Nicest actual shot of the night by either team right there. Look good. Nice high jump shot. Count it. Braves all tied at 16. Coming up on a minute.
Geoffrey with the right side goes to Rona. Rona now up top, Geoffrey. Inside to Fabian, knocked away Kanishevsky. 2-on-1 for the Braves. Back to Kanishevsky, a layup is good for Gabe Kanishevsky. Braves take the lead.
Nice give and go with Look through the lane there to get that basket. Braves up top now.
18-16, Malik has it, throws inside Fabian. Fabian looking back to Malik. Malik drives inside in the land of the trees, goes up and gets just rejected by Hedgeland. Now it's Look into the lane on Gepfrey. Gepfrey steals it. Gepfrey on his way up for the Owls. 35 seconds remaining in the quarter. Gepfrey pump fake the three. Cross court pass to Rona. And now the Owls will slow it down a little bit. And Coach Poland says one shot. But Malik into the lane. Loses the basketball. And here come the Braves. 21 seconds left. Here comes Look. Look in the corner. Goes up top, Behringer. Probably the last shot of the half here. And here comes Kanishevsky to grab the basketball. 8 seconds. Left side, Kames. Kames into the lane. Goes up over Apsidis. No good. Rebound Apsidis with 3 seconds. And they're not going to get a shot off. Gepfrey at the buzzer is too strong.
That would have counted, though.
Yes, it would have. At the end of our first half, it's Taos 18, Oscoda 16. Here on Hits FM, your power station for sports. All right, we all had a chance to take a deep breath and relax after. Hopefully the players did too after that first half. Not a lot of buckets, a lot of basketball. Not a lot of buckets. 18-16 Taos at the end of our first half. And the leading scorers in the game, two players on Oscoda, Gepfrey and Malik, are the leading scorers in the game. 6 points.
There you go. Each. There you go. Well, and they've got 16 total, so that's 12 of them. So the other four spread around between the rest of the team.
Two for Apsidis, two for Miller, and for Taos, they have three guys with four, as Behringer, Dukai, and Kanishevsky each have 4 points.
Due to all the misses tonight, the rebounds are kind of high in the first half. The Braves have pulled down 19 boards, led by Granite Behringer with a handful for five. And on the other end, Oscoda's got 15 rebounds, which was almost their production the whole evening. Up in Alcona the other night, and they're led by Trevor Miller with four. So when baskets don't go in, rebounds go up. That's just the way it goes. I don't know if we're going to see much more scoring in the second half. I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to come down to fouls and foul shooting at the end of this one, Brad.
In a game like this where one team can get hot like Taos can, that's where you look for them to maybe get hot a little bit and move along. Kames has it left corner. Braves start with the basketball, and he traveled and stepped out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover to start the first half or second half, which has been the story of the game for the Braves as well, too.
Yeah, right in front of Daddy did that, too. Dad's not going to be happy.
Not going to be happy with the travel. Gepfrey brings it across. Goes left side to Malik. Malik up top, Gepfrey. Gepfrey pass fake inside Apsidis. Apsidis tries to bounce pass to Miller, and another turnover as that one's taken away by the Braves. Kanishevsky will hand it off. Good job by Kanishevsky there to avoid the double dribble by just letting it bounce to Granite Behringer. Right side, Look for three, knock it down. His first bucket of the game, and the Braves have a 5-point lead, 21-16, easily the largest of the game. Up top, Gepfrey. Left side, Malik. Malik underneath. Inside, blocked by Hedgeland. Good block again as the smallest player in the court. Malik tried to go in and gets rejected. Here comes Behringer and Kanishevsky. Right side, Look for three again. Knock it down from the corner again.
There you go, Jakey Look. Not known as a three-pointer, but this whole team can shoot them when they get hot.
24-16, Taos area over Oscoda. Cross-court pass, Rona. Up top, Gepfrey. Gepfrey back to Rona. Fumbles the pass a little bit. He gets it back. He'll drive inside. Goes up right hand good. And Rona gets his first bucket of the game.
Nice basket off the window there. And then the Braves try to break this press. They do.
Hedgeland has it. Corner up top. Look. Kind of off to the right. He dribbles back up top. Goes left side now. That's Alex Kames in the left corner. He drives baseline. He gets stuck there. Now he's trapped. And able to get it out to Behringer, who dumps it inside. Hedgeland up over the top of Apsidis, no good. Rebound pulled down by Malik, and he will be fouled by Kanishevsky. And so 24-18, Taos area over Oscoda. The Owls have the basketball. This game is brought to you in part by Bob Bush Manufacturing in Taos City and Au Gray, your local McDonald's restaurant, Dean Arbor Ford of Taos City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Taos, and Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Standish and Pinconning.
Malik got fouled pretty hard there by Kanishevsky right in the middle of the floor.
And so here comes Michael Gepfrey. And it's taken away by the Braves. Behringer into the lane, and Geoffrey, what a move by Geoffrey to rip it away. It'll stay with the Braves.
Yeah, no foul. Nice, nice defensive play by Geoffrey coming all the way back after that giveaway and stripping it from Behringer on his way up. And Todd Kame's going to take a timeout here, and we're going to take one with you right here on 103.3 and 94.9 Hits FM. We'll be right back. Might get a few.
-18 Tawas over Oscoda. This game brought to you in part by the Oscoda Area Chiropractic Friel's Market of Tawas City. State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda in A-plus Automotive of Hale, Glennie, and the Tawases. The Braves will inbound underneath. Behringer looking. Now he'll go up top to Ethan Hedgelin. Hands it off to Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky left corner, Kames. Kames drives baseline, nothing there. He's trapped, goes outside. Kanishevsky got it. And cross-court pass to Hedgelin in the corner. Open for three, and no good. Rebound pulled down by Behringer. Behringer goes up, right hand, no good. Rebound to Hedgelin, got it with the foul! Big bucket by number 23, Ethan Hedgelin. He'll go to the line to shoot one more.
Two rebounds in a row for Hedgelin. Two rebounds in a row for Behringer there. Couldn't make the putback. And then finally, Hedgelin ripped one down and put it up and got the foul. And they can increase their lead here now to 9.
And free throw no good, but pulled down by Kanishevsky. His shot's no good and pulled down by Epsidis. The foul is on Miller, his third. Here come the Owls, trailing by 8, 26-18. Geoffrey step back, wanted the three, and he'll go up top to Malik. Gives it right back to Geoffrey. Geoffrey right side, Malik. Malik cross court to Rona. Back to Geoffrey up top. He drives inside and loses the basketball, but Miller is there to grab it. Great defense played by the Braves here today. Geoffrey right side to Malik. He's looking, drives baseline. Bounce passed, and it's knocked out of bounds off of the Tawas area. Braves, just they are all in the passing lanes right now.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job on defense. Hedgelin just got his fingers on that as it was going out of bounds, or they'd have had another turnover slash steal. And Oscoda ball underneath.
26-18 Braves, 5:06 to play in our third quarter. Malik has it, and he will run up. Stop and pop the three, no good. Pulled down by Granite Behringer. Kanishevsky full court pass to Kames. Wanted the three. Instead, he'll pump fake and go as Kames into the lane. Hedgelin wide open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down, though, by the Braves. And Granite Behringer steps through and can't finish. Inside Hedgelin, he can't finish. And knocked out of bounds by Granite Behringer.
Same situation again. And Granite's looking at the official saying, come on, that's a push underneath. Two rebounds for Behringer and one for Hedgelin. None of the baskets will go in afterwards. And we got ourselves yet another timeout.
26-18 Braves, 4:40 to play in the third on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Tawas has opened the second half on an 8-2 run. They lead 26-18. Here come the Owls. Geoffrey will bring it across. 4:40 to play in our third. Malik has it left side. Up top, Geoffrey. Geoffrey is going to have it knocked away by Kanishevsky, and off of Rona, it'll go to the Tawas area Braves.
Yeah, another turnover there for the Owls. Coach Poland just shaking his head with his hands on his hip right now. Not happy.
Kanishevsky guarded almost full court here by Geoffrey. Gets a good screen. Dump inside to Hedgelin. Hedgelin outside to Look. Look inside to Kames. Great pass, but no shot available there, and it'll be knocked away. Geoffrey got a hand on it, and it'll stay with the Braves. This game brought to you in part by Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Tawas and Oscoda, who delivered some great stuff to us today, the Tawas Bay Agency of East Tawas, and My Michigan Health. Kanishevsky up top. Goes left side to Kames. Kames looking for somewhere to go. Instead goes up top to Look, who goes right side. Behringer. Kames off the handoff in the corner for three and no good. Rebound pulled down by Rona. And Malik will bring it across. Right side, Geoffrey. He's got to get going. Inside, that's Miller. Miller loses it off his leg, and it'll go to the Cowlitz area Braves.
Just another tough, frustrating turnover there for the Owls. And tell you what, the Owls almost need to play perfect basketball the last 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter to get back in this game.
Looking, Kanishevsky will try and break the press. They've done very well today with breaking the press, and they do it again. Inside Behringer. Behringer outside. Now it's Look back to Kanishevsky. Neither guy wanted to shoot the open three. Look comes off a screen and launches. Knock it down! How about Jake Look?
That's nine for Look on the three ball, all in the second half, Brad.
29-18, an 11-point lead for the Braves. Miller in the short corner. Ott Geoffrey open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Miller, but he brought it low and had it poked away. Then Malik had it. He had it poked away. And now it is the Taos Braves with the basketball. Right side. That's Granit Behringer. Behringer up top to Look.
Yeah, get the ball to Jake Look, right?
Kanishevsky open in the corner. No good. Rebound by Kames. And Kames back to Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky tries to go cross-court. It's knocked away. And here come the Owls. Malik into the lane. He'll go up and misses the shot and a late foul.
Now it's goaltending.
A goaltend. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Had a goaltend there as Granit Behringer was up on the glass and knocked that ball when it was in the cylinder away. And that'll be a good basket for the Owls. And Braves take the ball underneath.
So Malik will take the bucket there. It gives him 8 points now. And they cut it back to 9, 29-20. 2:39 to play in the third. Pass inside, Miller almost got the steal. Left side, Kames, open for three, no good. And rebound pulled down by the Braves, though. Right side, Kanishevsky, little floater, no good. Pulled down by Geoffrey, and Geoffrey's on the run. 3-on-1 for the Owls. Geoffrey into the lane, and layup is good. And caught it with the foul. They're going to say that... Jake Look too far underneath the basket to be able to pick up a charge, and so it's an and one for Michael Geoffrey.
Yeah, what an exciting play there. Definitely the right call, too far underneath. Jake Look did all he could to draw that foul, but he was a little too far under the cylinder there, and Geoffrey will go to the line to try to pull this within six.
He was set. There's no argument that he was set. But a good call by the official. You can't be underneath the basket, not giving the shooter a place to land. So Geoffrey will shoot the old-fashioned three-point play free throw and got it to go. So it is now 29-23. The Owls cut it to six. Vinny Frank with it. He's new into the game. Kanishevsky back to Frank. And it's Dukai who has it now. Dukai gets Rona off of him. And now it's back up top to Kanishevsky. Behringer going to come set a screen on Malik. Back up top to Behringer. Left side, Frank for three. It's short. And a rebound is going to be grabbed by Frank. Nobody was around for it. And it'll be back up top to Behringer. He'll hand it off to Kanishevsky. Right side, Dukai. Dukai back up top. And Frank for three again. Knock it down.
Vinny Frank, you're going to count that one. I know you are. 32-23, Braves up top by nine again.
Minute and a half to play in our third quarter. Rona back up top to Geoffrey. Geoffrey inside Fabian. Fabian looking back to Geoffrey for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Malik, who will step out of bounds before he threw it back in. He threw it to a Tavis player anyway.
No rebound given. Owls with a nine-point deficit they're trying to fight off right now. And the Braves keeping their foot right on the gas offensively here right now. We'll see how they do on the press again this time.
Four threes in this quarter. That's a big deal. Kanishevsky, right side, Dukai. They break the press. Left side, Frank wide open for three. And he's going to go to the line to shoot three. Cameron Fabian jumped into him.
Yeah, Fabian got him pretty good. Made Vinny Franco down a real awkward way. Good thing he wasn't hurt on that. And he'll go to the line, shoot three. And it's also good to see Evan Mochte back on the bench.
Yeah, got that shoulder wrapped up, so I'm not sure he'll play the rest of the day, but it is good 100% to see him out of the locker room. Frank's first free throw is good. And We'll let you know this game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, the Tri-County Agency of Tawa City, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails in Onscoda, and Hemphill and Shermer Construction of East Tawas. Frank's second free throw is good as well. Currently an 11-point game. 5 points in the quarter for Vinny Frank. Only one with more points in the quarter is Jake Look, who's got nine. And the third free throw is good. Vinny Frank knocks them all home, and it's 35-23, Tawas area. Gepfrey up top. And it goes to Malik. Cross-court Rona. Rona baseline. Hand off Fabian. Fabian will jump and
walked with it.
Walked with it indeed. You're 100% right. Little indecisive underneath. And another turnover for the Owls. Back to the Braves.
That was definitely the correct call, though. Braves now 53 seconds left in the third. Might be looking for just one basket here.
And the press is broken by the Braves. And Vinny Frank has his three blocked by Gepfrey. Rebound Epsidis. They'll get it to Malik. Malik dribbling up. Goes left side to Gepfrey. Gepfrey's going to step into a three. Knock it down. Owls needed that.
Michael Gepfrey pulls him within single digits.
And inside, a layup too strong. And knocked out of bounds by Fabian. Number 24 for the Braves. That's Vinny Kalea. Misses. 22 seconds to play in our third quarter. 35-26. Tawas over Onscoda. Right side, Dukai wide open for three, and he airballed it long. Kalea will save it, but he throws it out of bounds. And 14.6 seconds left in the quarter. The Owls get a bucket here. They can make it relatively interesting going into the fourth, take a little bit of momentum, but they need a bucket here. And Gepfrey will hold for the final shot. He will walk it across the timeline. 10 seconds remaining. 7, 6, 5. He's got to get going here. Gepfrey, dump inside to Epsidis, and they're not going to get a shot off.
Buzzer went first. That's not going to count, and it didn't hit anyhow. 35-26 after three here at the Brave Cave. You're listening to High School Sports on 103.3 and 94.9, your Hits FM.
WQLB, Tawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillman, Alvina.
Ready to start our fourth quarter of play. This game brought to you in part by Miller & Wilbur Small Engine Repair of Tawa City, Muffler Man of Tawa City, Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, Cooper Standard of Onscoda, The Village Chocolatier in East Tawas, F41 Laundromat of Onscoda, Northeastern Window & Door in Harrisville and Alpena, and Seymour's Home Decor Center.
Quite a game we got going here. A 9-point Brave lead going into the last 8-minute stanza, and could get exciting. Onscoda needs to protect the basketball and not turn it over so much and get themselves maybe a few offensive rebounds. That would help the Owls' cause here late in this game.
Their rebounding has really not been good. Their rebounding numbers may not say it, but the rebounding has not been good so far for the Owls. Right side, that's Malik. The Owls start with the basketball down 35-26. Inside, Epsidis gets poked away. Gepfrey has it. Bounce pass to Rona, left wing. He'll go inside Epsidis. Pump fake and go. Outside Rona. 4-3. No good. Rebound pulled down. Epsidis had it and he lost it. And a foul here going to be picked up by Malik.
That's just a frustration foul there. The Owls had that rebound tipped out of their hand. Gabe Kanishevsky picked it up and they just came over and hacked Kanishevsky after that. That's just frustration foul there.
So here come the Braves with the basketball. Ahead by 9. And Kanishevsky right side, Dukai up top to Frank. Frank inside, now back out, wide open. Behringer for three, a little short. And rebound will be punched out by Dukai and grabbed by Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky has it up top. Braves no need to rush with any of these possessions. Left side, Frank into the lane. He goes up, right-handed shot, no good. Pulled down by Trevor Miller. Gepfrey will bring it up top for the Owls. Behind the back, and he lost it when he went behind the back. And then he's going to pick up a foul while he's on the ground, too. And so it'll go back to the Tawas area Braves. That's the fourth foul on Oscoda, the second on Geoffrey.
Yeah, Geoffrey definitely, you know, lost possession of the ball. Behringer clearly had possession of it, and from the ground he reached up, hacked the arm. Not a good foul, not a good look. Down nine, Braves ball.
Look goes cross court. It's going to be picked off by Malik. That might have been the first steal out of the press tonight. Miller has it into the lane, goes up, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, that's what Oscoda needs more of right there. The press finally worked. Tawas got a little nervous, threw the ball away, turned it over. Owls took it right to the hole, and they'll go to the line now and shoot a couple bunnies.
That is the second foul on Jake Look. Miller's first free throw is good. His first bucket of the second half.
Nobody really in foul trouble, though, here right now at this point of the game.
Dukai with three is the closest thing.
Yeah.
Second free throw by Miller is good as well. So he cuts it to 35-28, a seven-point game. Malik right side, Dukai. Dukai back across court to Look. And now here comes the press a little bit. Gets across to Dukai. Cross court to Hedgeland. Hedgeland will go now to Frank. Frank in the lane around Epsidis. No good. Rebound, Epsidis. And Geoffrey will bring it up for the Owls. Right side, Malik. Malik into the lane to Epsidis. Epsidis out to Rona. Back up top, Geoffrey. Good recovery by Jake Look to defend the three. Rona now left side has it knocked away by Gavin Dukai. What great rotations on the zone there by the Tawas area Braves.
Absolutely. The Braves have played great defense all night.
And off the inbound, Geoffrey for three. It's short, never got his feet into it, and Kames with the rebound. And he has it punched from behind by Michael Geoffrey, and the Owls come away with it. Malik into the lane. He'll go up left hand, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. His Look's going to pick up a foul.
Yeah, he drew contact going in there. I don't think he had any chance of making that basket, so he decided to just get his body involved with Jake Look. Jake Look bit on it, and Malik will go to the line for a couple here with 5:59 left and trailing by seven.
Malik with 8 points so far in the game. Make it nine. He knocks home that free throw. 5:59 to play and a chance to cut it to 35-30. Second free throw is good as well. So it is 35-30. Tawas over top of Oscoda. The press, a little bit more energy in the press now. Dukai breaks the press, goes to Kames in the corner. Back up top, and here come the Braves with 5:45 to play. They run their offense now. Right side, Kames. Kames into the lane. Back to Hedgeland. Outside, Frank for three. No good. But the rebound pulled underneath. And a foul on Look again. He's gotten three fouls in this quarter. And Malik's going to pick up a foul 94 feet away from the basket. The fifth foul on the Braves.
Well, pretty soon these are going to be shooting fouls. And not anybody in quite trouble yet. Fouls are 5-4, but can't have too many more of those.
Right side, Rona. Back up top, Geoffrey. He'll pass fake back to Rona. And Geoffrey and Rona just going back and forth. Geoffrey outside to Malik. Right side, Rona. And tried to dump it inside, and Miller just didn't come across enough.
Yeah, Rona just threw that ball right away. There was nobody there at all, and probably Miller's fault for not turning that way, but you can't let go of that pass when your guy's got his back to you and going the other way.
Braves nursing a five-point lead. Ball tipped by Rona, but luckily the Braves recover it. Back to the middle is Frank. And right side, Dukai, deep three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Dukai. Dukai right side to Frank. Frank into the lane. Got it! Probably should have picked up a foul with it.
What a play by Vinny Frank.
And Geoffrey goes up top to Malik. Malik stuck, goes to Epsidis. Epsidis back out to Malik. He pump fakes the three, goes inside. Hand off to Epsidis, who's going to fight through the contact. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And that might be on Jake Look again. That might be five, and it is, and he's out of the game. Four fouls in less than three minutes, really, for Jake Look.
Well, Jake Look cashes out, but I tell you what, gutsy game by Jake. Big 9-point, three balls in the third quarter of this game to give the Braves the little bit of lead they do have right now. And he'll sit it out the rest of the way, picking up his fifth personal.
So Apsidis will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 2 points on the night. And first free throw is long.
Ooh, that sometimes can get you a tee right there. Gepfrey got the rebound on a missed free throw and threw up a shot and made a basket. And I tell you what, lucky didn't get teed up right there for that.
Apsidis' second free throw, no good as well. Rebound pulled down by Gepfrey. Gepfrey pump fake through the contact. He'll go to the line to shoot two more as Ethan Hedgeland got a hit on the arm.
So the Braves are digging themselves a hole with fouls now. Plus, we're into the bonus now. So not what Coach Games is looking for at this point of the game.
And so it'll be a two-shot foul here for Gepfrey. Can't make the first. That's a big one. Three straight misses at the line here for the Owls. Trailing by seven. 4:40 to play. It's 37-30, Taos.
Braves need to dig in and get this rebound if there is one right here.
Free throw good by Gepfrey.
Six. We're down to six with 4:39 left.
13 points on the night for Michael Gepfrey. And, yeah, two-possession game all of a sudden. And the Braves will break the press. Kanishevsky inside, tipped away by Gepfrey. Miller's got it, and here come the Owls. Miles in the lane to Rona, and he finishes.
Great layup.
A four-point game, timeout, Taos, 37-33, 4:15 to play on Hits FM, your power station for sport. When it seemed like the Braves had total control, the Owls now have cut the lead to 4:37-33. The Braves' turnover problems and foul problems in this quarter, Kurt.
Yes, indeed. Jake Look out of the game. He's fouled out already. Braves inbound against the press. We'll see what they can do with it here. Another giveaway. Right back the other way for the Owls. And he's fouled. Trevor Miller fouled on the way in. And just like that, they're shooting now because they're in the bonus. And
offensive foul.
Oh, offensive Miller foul. Shoved. Miller shoved.
Miller shoved that defender right on off of him.
Wow, Braves got a break there then after another turnover on the press. No turnovers all night on the press, and then the last two possessions they've turned it over.
Yeah, they're really struggling with the press. The game is moving quick for them. Braves, I mentioned it at the break, Braves are 1-3 away, I think, from regaining control, and everything will be fine. Alex Games corner, left side, Kanishevsky for three, knock it down!
Big Gaber, that's a big bucket there, three ball.
Back to a seven-point game, 40-33. Gepfrey into the mid-range to Apsidis, then back to Gepfrey. Rona with it left wing now. And he's stuck, but he's able to get it out to Gepfrey. Gepfrey into the lane, mid-range jumper, stop and pop, no good. Rebound pulled down Apsidis, and it's going to be a jump ball with Dukai. Great job by Dukai to get a hand on it, and the ball goes to the Braves.
That's a good possession arrow right there for them as Apsidis in a battle with him, and they're going to call it a jumper, and the Braves get the ball plus seven with 3:28 left.
Dukai brings it up, trying to get around the press now are the Braves. Dukai and Kanishevsky break it, and a travel here by Dukai. Went to make one pass, realized it was covered, and took that extra step.
Braves just can't put this away, and Oscoda just can't catch back up. It's a real
We're
good basketball
right
here tonight.
Right at that 4-7 mark like crazy. Malik up top, Gepfrey. Gepfrey will just launch the three, way too long. Rebound pulled inside by Miller. Miller goes up right hand, can't finish, and pulled down by Vinny Frank. Good rebound by the Braves. Kanishevsky will bring it up now. Left side, Kames for three. No good. Yes, it goes! Got the shooter's roll and back up by 10.
Off the front iron, off the glass, and count it for three. As Alex Kames will take that, and we get another timeout here from Coach Poland.
And we will keep it here through it. 43-33, the Braves over top of Oscoda. And just like that, all of the fight the Owls had, but they couldn't convert them. They couldn't convert at the line as much as they wanted to. And just like that, a couple of threes knocked down, and the Braves regain control and back up by 10.
Yeah, and Coach Kames in his huddle calmly talking to his boys. Coach Poland in his huddle drawing up a play on the chalkboard. And we still got a little bit of time left in this game, but we got a 10-point margin now. Braves are in foul trouble, however.
Yeah, they cannot risk having any fouls their way. Again, Jake Look, he's fouled out of the game. He entered the quarter with one foul. Then he got four in 3.5 minutes and fouled his way out of the game.
But he also put 9 points up in the third, so you got to love him for that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will complain about his effort tonight at all. The Owls got to get something going. Outside of Michael Geoffrey creating for himself, they have got to get the ball inside to create something. They've done a good job drawing fouls inside. You got to find somebody down there, either Apsidis or Miller, is willing to go through some contact to make a bucket. And Geoffrey will get it here for the Owls. Left side, Rona, who's had a quiet night. Now it's Geoffrey back to Rona. Rona drives baseline. Hand off Miller, can't handle it, but Malik's got it. Back out to Geoffrey. Geoffrey will work around, and now he will go left side out to Michael Rona. 2:35 to play in our contest. Braves by 10. Left side, Rona. Pump fakes a three. Into the lane. Goes up. Blocked inside by Kanishevsky.
That'll remain Owls' ball. A couple things here, Bradley. Owls are taking an awful lot of time down 10 right now on these possessions, working it around the outside, working around the outside. They got to get it to the hole or shoot it and live with the results.
Rona quickly into Miller, out to Malik, pump fake the three, into the lane. He'll hand off Apsidis for a layup, too strong, and rebound is pulled down by Miller. Geoffrey with it, cross court to Rona. Rona for three, too long, rebound Miller. Miller back to Geoffrey, he tries a three, no good. Rebound Miller, Geoffrey into the lane. He'll go up through the contact, got it to go.
What a series of events there. Miller hauled down three straight rebounds in a row. Geoffrey finally gets the bucket. Braves back the other way. Dukai to Behringer. Little puppy underneath, and the Braves grab that 10-point lead right back with a minute 45 left.
Easiest bucket of the day for the Braves. Stolen away. Vinny Frank out in front of Geoffrey, and he's going to carry it.
He certainly did. Yep. Good call. Excellent call by our official, Troy Summers. That was definitely a carry on Vinny Frank.
And a quick 30-second timeout here for the Braves. We'll take one with them. Braves by 10, minute 40 to go on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Braves lead by 10, 45-35 after a turnover. The Owls will have the basketball, but only a minute 41 to try and get back in this game. They need quick buckets, and they need it from the outside. Malik drives right in right side. He'll go up, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Alex Kames got him on the arm coming through. That's one way to do it, make the contact, get to the line. But I tell you what, they're going to have to make all their free throws at this point.
Yeah, you can't risk anything going back to the Taos area Braves. Malik's first free throw, too short. So still 45-35, 93 seconds remaining, 1:33.
Always fun to do a game with two teams that we cover a lot of that brought us a lot of thrills over the past 4 years, Brad.
His second free throw, no good. Rebound by Kames. Right side, Frank. Taos can take their time, but Frank's going to go into the lane and make a bucket instead.
How about Vinny Frank driving the lane and going right to the hole with it for two? Good for Vinny.
And now a 12-point lead for the Braves. Malik for three. No good. Yeah, no good. Rebound pulled down by Granite Behringer, who will throw it off of Apsidis. 1:05 to play. Braves by 12, 47-35.
It's always been a frustrating move when you throw it off the opponent to get the out-of-bounds play, you know. I've seen it cause a little bit of hassles in the past.
And how about a turnover here by the Braves? Rona gets the steal and a layup. 10-point game, under a minute to play now. And almost another steal. Apsidis almost got one. Frank left side, Kames for three, knock it down. A dagger for the Braves as Alex Kames hits a three. Puts the Braves up by 13. A turnover here by the Owls. And a foul here by Apsidis. That's one to give for the Owls. And that's going to pretty much do it as the Braves, with only 34 seconds left in the basketball, lead by 13.
Alex Kames waited all night to hit a big three ball, but that was it right there. Put the Braves to the 50-point mark. And then right down at the other end, another quick steal. And Apsidis shoved Vinny Frank out of bounds there, drew a foul. And I'd have to say you can probably call in the score on this one.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they will maybe get – they are putting them at the line.
It must have been the seventh foul.
Yeah, the scoreboard must have it wrong.
The scoreboard's wrong. If it's only the sixth, it should be out of bounds.
Yeah, it's only the sixth foul, according to the scoreboard. As the officials with 34 seconds left are going to talk this through, apparently. And underneath now are the Braves. So it is a sixth foul of the quarter, or of the half, as the Braves continue to make a change. And you know what, Todd Kames, just give me 30 seconds to take a timeout. This was a tremendous performance by the Braves. You look at their second half shooting, though. They knocked down, let's see, 5-6. They knocked down 7 threes this half. I mean, that's a big difference. I mean, they knocked down only 2 in the first half. They knocked down 7 in the second half. Jake Look knocked down 3 of them. Alex Kames has knocked down 2 in this quarter. So a couple of really big performances outside from the Braves is going to look to be the difference.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but don't be surprised when you see the Taoist resultant that's got 89 or 90 points in a high school basketball game, because the night that they all decide to hit three balls and they're all making their three balls, I mean, Dukai and Kames and Look, add him to that list tonight, they can run up some numbers.
Yeah, and not to mention Hedlund can shoot, Kanishevsky can shoot.
Yeah.
They got nothing but shooters. Nothing but
Behringer can shoot. So if you see a 90-point night out of the Braves, don't let it shock you.
And so Behringer will inbound. And he'll just go up top to Kames, guarded by Burrows. And Gepfry tries to fight it away. Kanishevsky will have it up top, 25 seconds. Gepfry still fighting on defense. And Coach Poland says, keep going at him. Kames open for three. Knock it down, Alex Kames!
Alex Kames just shoves the dagger all the way through their heart. 53-37, 10 seconds left.
Gepfry up top. Gives to Giroux, 5 seconds remaining. Up top, Gepfry. Might as well shoot it. Step back, NBA level three. Knock it down. So Gepfry gets a three in the books. And our final score, the Taos Area Braves beat the Owls for the first time in 8 tries as they win 53-40.